Welcome to episode 2 of the Du Bois podcast. We're going to have a little bit more stuff to talk about today. Actually, we'll start it off right now. Dang, do you guys know that Arby's? You know Arby's?
Like the meat? They got meat, something.
Yeah, they say they have the meat.
They have some meat.
How about Arby's has a dang deer meat sandwich?
No.
Yeah, Arby's got a deer meat sandwich. Look, Arby's got a deer meat sandwich, right, with berry sauce. You hear that, AJ? Arby's has a dang deer meat sandwich.
A deer jerky sandwich. Sounds
good. I don't know, but dang, I watched the Hodge twins eat it. They said it was dang. It looked like it was tough. It looked like it was steak. But it wasn't. It was deer meat, and apparently it was really soft. So, Jonah, you want to say hey to the podcast?
What's up?
AJ, you didn't say anything to the podcast yesterday. You got to say something right now. What you got to say? You gotta speak up though. Ain't nobody gonna be able to hear you.
I said they gotta hold up real fast, buddy.
Hey, don't talk to the fans like that, man.
Not speaking kind of way.
Yeah, we have an incredible amount of fans.
Yeah. Our mom.
We're making a difference.
Yeah. Ask him what you gotta say to the podcast. Shut your door all the way.
What are you thinking about doing, man? And then I thought to myself, why? I thought to myself, why? And I was like,
anyway, would you guys try the deer meat sandwich? Would you try it?
Would I try it? Yes. I love deer meat.
I'll try it. What about you, Jonah? You think you tried deer meat sandwich?
I'm sorry.
I know. What? I said you got your headphones in on the podcast. We've been sitting here for like 10 minutes talking to you, asking you questions. Dang. Would you try it? The deer meat sandwich? You wouldn't even try it, just a bite.
You wouldn't try a bite?
I would.
Because
I remember deer jerky.
Deer jerky was
a shit. I'd eat it. I don't know about the berry sauce, though.
The berry sauce?
Yeah. They have, like, it's like juniper berry. You know what juniper berries are? Well, it's like a juniper berry sauce. It's just like, damn, I'm trying to think. It's like really soupy berry sauce, basically, like berry syrup, really soupy berry syrup.
Oh no.
I remember one time I went to Arby's I was on a date and we were going to the movies, and we went by Arby's and we all got food or whatever, and it was the Arby's in Monroe, and the dang, we went there and we got all of our food, and I take a sip out my damn drink.
It's fucking dirt.
It's dirt. There's like dust at the bottom of the cup. Like they didn't keep their cups sitting on the shelves, I guess, and just dust collects in them, because all I could taste was dust. It wasn't no cherry coke. It was just dust. But yeah, I probably tried the deer meat sandwich. Kind of like the McRib.
Set the
thing
back.
And damn it, rib. It doesn't dang stick around. Only come, which is kind of racist. Cause everybody loves the McRib, but people say that black people love the McRib. And the McRib comes out in February, which is Black History Month.
What?
Don't fucking ask what and then put your headphones on and try to be part of the conversation. Play Fortnite or be in the podcast.
Yo, Leroy, you know, I told him about posting the fucking podcast on my thing. And he was like, you know you gotta have me on as a guest, right? And I was like,
we can work that out.
Yeah.
We can work that out. You can tell that story. Fuck it, you can tell that story. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, one time, me and Leroy were in Colorado, right? Got really high. This is the first time ever getting high, both of us. And we went to his place, hung out there, and then we went and had a fire with me, him, his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's boyfriend, or his his sister's boyfriend. Him, his sister, and his sister's boyfriend and me all had a campfire at like this abandoned trailer, right? We got high as shit. And then I realized the difference between people when they get high. Because I am relaxed. This motherfucker walked in this abandoned house and started throwing lamps at TVs and shit. Because it was completely abandoned and ain't nobody going to.
So Leroy's that energetic high person.
Yeah, he's the energetic one. But we went back and we sat by the fire.
That fucking puppy is.
And we also had a little bit of drink. But we went back and we sat by the fire. And prior to this, before we even went to go to the bonfire, we went by Bojangles. And
got a big ass bucket
of
chicken.
And got a big ass 25 piece chicken.
So
and then we
me,
got individual boxes.
So what you're telling me is that there was just a Bojangles sitting right in the middle of nowhere before we walked right by the campfire.
Huh?
Because you said we went to Bojangles.
Yeah, we went to Bojangles. Me, Leroy, Leroy's sister's boyfriend, and Leroy's sister.
I know, I was joking.
The boyfriend drives. But
well, that was the unfunny segment of the podcast.
Yeah.
Looking thanks, AJ.
Yeah,
and then continue your story.
What was that?
You had just gotten the Bojangles chicken.
25 piece chickens, bro. And then we got individual fucking things. Like he got a combo supreme, and my ass got some blueberry biscuits. And we went to the fucking
chicken and blueberry biscuit.
Yeah,
the trailer.
Yeah. We went to the trailer, the bonfire, man. And alcohol too.
Long story short, your ass was eating chicken loud as hell.
Exactly. And then I'm sitting there eating chicken, and my friend Leroy asked me, am I the only one that can hear your ass chewing, or is that just the whole goddamn forest? And I was like, motherfucker, I don't know. We're going to find out. And I bit into it, and he was like, yeah, man, that's what I heard. It sounded like some. And then he said, took a video. Yeah, I took a video. Because every time after that, that either one of us would go to take a bite out of anything, we'd always go like, and make the other one laugh in the middle of fucking chewing it.
That's crazy. I can only imagine how your stomach felt the next morning.
Good. Really?
I don't ever feel good whenever I drink. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah.
Chala.
We're recording a podcast right now. Say hi.
Hi.
Shut the fuck up.
So how'd the whole football meeting go?
Football meeting? Dude.
Everybody had to sit 6 feet apart.
Okay, so apparently you go into groups on the football field. And there's 9 people per group. Hey. Look.
It was telling me how we were going to be in different groups, and like there was, I guess, I think 3 groups or 2 groups, and there's 9 per group. And you go out on the field and you can social distance 10 feet apart.
That's fucking dumb.
I know. So that means you can't make any stretch lines. You can't do anything like that. And if we throw the football, we have to wear, I'm pretty sure we have to wear gloves. And if we don't have to wear gloves, we all have to share the same football. And it will be 1 football. We all have hand sanitizer on us 24/7. We're not wearing shoulder pads or anything. We're not having contact right now. And the season is starting. Practice starts at the end of, or the middle of August. And the games actually start in September.
What are they going to do?
11th.
Oh, shit.
So that means 9/11. I might have to play a football game on my birthday this year.
9/11. September 11, 9/11. They're trying to fucking kill y'all.
Oh, shit,
they're trying to bomb the football field. Bro. What are they going to do? Is it going to be flag football? A two-hand touch?
No. Probably two-hand reach or fucking.
So what they're going to do is they're going to give you a hacky sack and you got to hit the other person with it.
Dude, I'd love that. I really would. I'd be
what
dodging
the fucking. What's the point of having sports and football if you can't do the tackling? You gotta wear masks on the field.
I think we just discovered a whole new
game.
Sport, bro.
No, you're welcome. Trademark.
Everybody has a ball and you all sit on the line. It sounds a little bit like dodgeball.
I was like, I think that would happen.
But it's going
to. The ball hurts.
Run ball. There you go. Run ball. I'm inventing it now. Patting this fucking idea right here.
Trademark.
Everybody gets a little small ball that's really fluffy the size of their hand, but it's not so fluffy that it's weightless. But the other team, it's basically like football, but you have to hit the other player that's running their ball with your ball. And if you can't hit that player with your ball before the player gets all the way at the other end,
They get the point. How do you think wearing a damn football mask, I mean, a damn face mask playing football is going to be like? Look,
that's
just
going to hurt your ears, man.
It's not going to, it looked like it just went over
your. Oh, yeah, that too. And I'm sure it'll get behind the helmet and start pulling down.
Well, dang.
But I used to wear a mask like that during football games.
But, imagine trying to do all them dang workouts or whatever, trying to breathe through that damn thing.
Yeah, for real. No, it's like paper thin. But it ain't doing nothing then.
Jonah, we ain't heard nothing out of you.
In a minute.
What are your thoughts on this whole face mask football thing?
Yeah, bro.
I think wearing masks during football is stupid. That's what I thought.
Okay. Alright, what about wearing masks everywhere? Because now you gotta wear a mask everywhere you go. And that has inconvenienced us because we don't have masks.
I have one now, and y'all 3 have one. You, mom, and him have one in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And I have one.
I don't like it. I mean, it kind of helps because now you really don't have to worry about what your face looks like. But you should have heard it yesterday. And we were in Walmart. My mom was like, I don't understand. Why people will put on the mask and then put their nose over the mask instead of putting their nose in the mask. And I was like, cuz some of these nasty bitches can't stand to smell their own breath.
That's very true.
If you can't wear your mask over your nose and Slipknot can do a whole concert for 3 hours with mask on and not have to worry about breathing or anything, I'm sure you can go on your little fucking let me go get groceries real quick trip with your mask fully on. There's no point in wearing one if you're just going to have your nose out. And nobody want to see your stupid ass with your nose over your mask. You know how stupid people look with their nose over their mask? Because
yeah,
it just looks like a big ass nose on somebody's face.
I'm just going to be straight up with you. That's exactly. Oh. This is not copyrighted. This is Blueface. Bust down. Shout out to Blueface, just so we can fucking cut back. My head coach, the new head coach.
That's how he wears his mask.
That's exactly how
he wears
his
mask. Dude, you need to tell me, man. Okay.
But the masks don't do shit because they don't even have a filter or nothing. They're just a cloth mask.
Well, next time a head coach pisses you off or something, be like, damn, man, you can't stand your own breath. You got to keep your nose out your mask. Put it on. I'm not trying to catch corona. I got grandparents at the house.
Swear.
You know they're coming out with the PS5 and the Xbox 2 right now, right?
PS5 and the Xbox X.
Oh, yeah. Or whatever.
The big fucking mini fridge.
Yeah. Which one do you think is going to be better? Well, I'm not even going to ask that question.
Don't you fucking.
Because I already know which one you're going to say. I'm not biased. I like both of them. But all I know is when the PS5...
I like both of them too, but I feel like PlayStation is better than Xbox.
When PlayStation 5 comes out, it's going to be like $900. Well, me and John have already talked about this. He was like, when PS5 comes out, you going to get it? I said, yeah, 4 years from then. Because that's what we had to do with the PlayStation 4. We got a PlayStation 3 when the PlayStation 4 came out.
We got a PlayStation 4 a Christmas after the year of it coming out. We got it that Christmas, that December. The PlayStation 4.
Well, we ain't gonna be able to get it this time. It's gonna be like $900. Because it's supposed to be new and innovative. Like, you're not supposed to have any disc. Everything's supposed to be downloaded.
I'm sure you can put down a deposit right now for $500.
And then.
To get it pre ordered for $500.
Donald, why don't you come sit over here in your normal spot? Move everything over. We can't hear you all the way over there. Well, you know what to do. You know how to move stuff. But dang,
PlayStation. All day.
I want to see what the game's going to look like. They found out a way to make it not so fucking noisy. Like, they didn't put the fan in it. They just put its own little cooling system. So it's not going to sound like a damn tractor engine whenever you, yours sounds like a damn.
Mine sounded like a
yours
jet.
Did sound like a tractor.
Mine sounded like a damn AC-130.
But dang.
And the shit blew up on me.
Xbox, too. It's going to look like a damn mini fridge.
We had that PS4.
They saw Xbox.
7 years? 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Been to PS4 for 7 years.
So if anybody wanted another lifespan on PS4s,
it's about 7 years. About if you constantly years. Keep it running and in rest mode.
Yeah, that's what you did. You just kept it in rest mode.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody at the headquarters of Microsoft saw Xbox and they were like, "Box, now that's a stand I can get behind." And they made the Xbox X that looks like a dang speaker box.
Yeah, the one that like a mini fridge, the ice tray.
I wonder if they're really gonna make it to where they ain't gonna have no disc games. Everything's gotta be digital download.
That's gonna be some bullshit. Cause there ain't no way because people buy these systems for offline use too, not just online use. And if it's digital download only, you have to have online. You have to have signal or at least a hotspot or some kind of internet. You can't just digitally download a fucking non-digital game.
Well, dang. The rich people ain't gonna think about the poor people out here without the Wi-Fi. Like AJ. He's not in here right now. Though. I don't know. There he comes.
He's getting some Wi-Fis. He's getting Wi-Fis. I should
have gotten
my
own Wi-Fi. I just threw a shot at you, AJ.
Huh? That's
your Wi-Fi. We were in here talking, and Ashton was like, if they make it to where it's only digital download, and only people with Wi-Fi or a hotspot will be able to download games. And I said, well, I doubt the rich people are thinking about all the poor people without Wi-Fi, like AJ.
He ain't poor.
No, he ain't poor, but I just had to set up my Xbox to make it my home Xbox yesterday. Because I realized that's all I had to do to be able to play my games offline. Because they would piss me off, because every time the Wi-Fi would cut out, I'd be like, man, I'm going to play a game. And I can't, because I got to be assigned in.
Signed in?
Now I don't.
Why? You set it up?
Yeah, I set it up to where I can play it whenever
there's no switch.
No Wi-Fi. Huh?
I have my legs over here, your legs over here, and I move my legs over here.
There you go. But yeah. AJ, which one are you ready for? Xbox X or dang PS5? You think that's
good man, and he has an Xbox, so you know that he ain't bullshitting you.
I'm gonna get both of them. I'm gonna have both.
Yeah.
I'm getting you a
PS5. Are you? You gonna get your PS5? Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, if you do just 10 measly jobs that pay $100, that's a G right there.
You better go out in the corner and start sucking some
dick. Who'll pay $100 for you to do about anything?
Start sucking.
Especially if you're cleaning like outside of you.
Yeah. They gotta get a car because they just wrecked. They just wrecked again. First it was your mom. You guys are hell on cars. Look, this is how you know they're bad on cars. Because first it was Terry. Terry wrecked the big car you guys have. Then the transmission in the truck they have is all tore the fuck up, so they can't really drive it. And now your dad just plowed into another car with your car. Okay. Were you there?
Did it hit you too?
You know how my dirt road
is. Oh, I know how. We know how it happened.
We know we're not fucking retarded.
But we also know.
He was coming this way.
Believe half of what you hear and half of what you see.
Believe none of what you hear and half of what you see.
Yeah,
you can tell that they hit him because there's an indent on the side door. Of where
your dad also tried to
hit him, but your dad probably could have also pulled out in front of him.
Your dad tried to jump out of a car. I'm not gonna believe what he says when it happened to his car. They were at a stoplight.
Stop sign. The people that hit him were at the stop sign. He was the one that was driving this way.
Did he turn on his turn signal?
Huh?
I bet they must. I bet he went to turn. They're sitting here at the stop sign, and he went to turn, and he just fucking turned right into the front of them. He, instead of just going around them and went to the other lane, he just never went through it.
It depends, because your dad gets some really weird ideas when he's behind the wheel of a car. I mean, when he took me to go pick up Haley for the first time, he was like, he wasn't looking at the road. He was looking at me, talking to me the whole way there. And I said, I really hope you don't do this when she's in the car, man. And when she got in the car, he sat sideways in the seat.
Yeah.
Like, man. You know how you're supposed to sit like this, AJ? Look, you sit. This nigga was sitting like this so he could dang talk to the back and to the front of the car. I was like, if you don't watch the road...
Hey, tell Leroy that I'm not using my mic because I'm doing podcasts.
Hey, don't worry. He's not using his mic
because
of the podcast.
Hey, at least there's a second stimulus check coming out August 3rd. So you guys can hopefully get another car.
Wow, we're supposed to be getting like 2 weeks.
Good. Dang, but yeah. Hopefully your family can get another car.
Huh?
Said I hope with that new stimulus check your family can get another car.
No, they can't do anything.
Podcast. Well, that's almost about to the 30-minute mark, so we just gotta shoot the shit for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully they give your family enough money to get another car. You know what you need to get? A tank. Can't nothing fuck with a tank. You know, you need
Jeep,
a Tahoe. Right? Yeah. Grandma's Tahoe, because she backed in the Hunter's truck and tore his dang front all up. Wasn't a scratch on the back of that car. Nowhere.
Nowhere.
All she had to do.
Same thing to Cody's truck too.
All she had to do was back out straight. Grandma.
Cody Sellers, Ben's friend.
Yeah. All she had to do was back out straight. But no, she had to cut the wheel. And as soon as she cut the wheel to go out, there was his truck.
Dude, hold on. remember baseball we did? Yeah, I think, I don't know what was up with it, but I'm pretty sure she was dating a dude that had like a twin brother. And I would always get them two mixed up.
Was she banging was both
like,
of them?
And every time she would be like with one of the twins and not the other, I'd be like, hey, what's up, Cody? And then there would be like the other twin. He's like, who's Cody? I was like, you're not Cody? And she's just like, no, this is my boyfriend. I was like, I thought you were dating Cody. And he just looked at her like this.
Okay, so she was definitely fucking both of them. Either that or she got really confused. Or they played her for a fool. And they were like, all right, one day you get her, the next day I get her.
Ashton, wouldn't it be put your headset on and he needs to talk
Wouldn't it be messed up? Yeah, that'd be a great thing to do. Not take advantage of women, but... like sit at the front and the back. Look, sit at the front and the back of a restaurant. Okay, we hear you, AJ.
You fucking dummy.
We heard you the first four times.
We didn't answer you. You know why?
You know what we also we also told Leroy? We told him that we're not going to use the mic because we're doing the podcast.
So we told Leroy.
So we can pick up the mic in like 3 or 4 minutes when the 30-minute mark hits and we end it. But until then, shut the fuck up by the mic.
Go sit in the corner. Go sit in the corner.
We're going to put baby in the corner.
We're doing it on Josh's phone.
Anywhere. It would be fun to be like, hey, if we were twins. Okay, keep on.
Anchor.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, they're on YouTube too. And they're also on Anchor. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, our YouTube channel. Da Boys in all caps. That's DA space BOIS. And then podcast is all lowercase. You just need to learn when to damn talk. First, you can't talk, and then you pick the wrong times to talk. You weren't chatty as shit whenever this thing started. Now you just interrupting everybody.
Put the headset on. Maybe I could talk to you.
Instagram's link in my bio for the YouTube channel. Follow me at Ashton underscore Kale, Ashtin underscore Cail.
Follow me
Jonah
on
Jonah Carpin 20 or whatever it was.
Is Jonah CC 20. Oh no, Jonah CC02 is his Instagram.
His new one was Carpin.
But that's not his Instagram, that's his Snapchat.
Oh yeah.
You can follow me on Instagram, JKL846 J C A I L. 846. AJ, what's your Instagram? With your loud ass mouth. Okay, well then AJ doesn't get a shout out.
Look up AJ Cockface and his
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's AJ Cockface.
Go ahead, let's hear this good comeback because you always have them.
Let's hear it.
It's because you have big balls.
We can do another one. We're going to do another one of these later tonight.
Yeah. We should have this one uploaded in no time. By the time this one's probably uploaded, we'll probably have another one out.
Eventually soon, we're going to start adding videos to our podcast.
Yeah, we just got to get a mic set up.
A mic and a camera.
A camera.
And I'm going to talk to our producer and see if he can get us one.
I don't know what's up with Ashton. Every time you land, you always get, like, shoot. Like, every time you land.
All right, well, seeing as it is closing in on that 30-minute mark, I want to thank you guys for listening in to our podcast. Our sponsors, Swamp Ass Spray.
Yep. We, the boys.
And we are the boys. Ashton, Josh, Jonah, and AJ. Hope you got highly educated.
We're also going to have some guests coming.
Yeah, we're going to have some guests probably by the end of the week. Some of our friends. More of the boys.
Some of them are girls because we're not sexist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then we're going to have some more topics.
Yep.
Better topics.
Tune in next time. Yeah. You'll hear about girls and... why do they like to wear boys' boxers?
doing this beat, guys.
Shots at who? Haters? Haters? You mean the motivators, man?
Our fans in the fucking
motivators? You got Alexander Graham Bell and Rhinoceros' caucus, bro.
When the sleep snow and woke up quarantine's the born. Loaded my Glock and I popped that wig and now we dead and I'm fucking his wife while she making me dinner. Fucking her so good, a pussy like the Nile. I have you haters looking stupid like my man from Green Mile. Man, I'm done, you can have it. Fuck rap. Oh, and don't forget I stay strapped. Now bring my man Ashton on the track. Bitch, it's lethal.
I'm smacking on this beat and your girlfriend wanna fuck me, so I'm clapping on her cheeks. I'm eating coochie in the back and it's getting on my seats. She got it on the Gucci, so I tossed her to the streets. Nobody wanna worry about me. Bitches talking to me, they'd be like, what's up, boo? I'm gonna make the news, score a million interviews. I'm gonna be really big and important in a way you can avoid it. Like snakes in this grass, this time I'm gonna smash. Everybody wanna fucking rap about if I can pass. But I'm writing down some facts, something like I got cash, like Swag or the Child, I'm 400 on the dash. I'm rapping from inspiration and dedication. I'm not being overwhelmed. I'm just demonstration. And I'm impatient. I'm losing my job and she's slobbing my knob. Like corn on the cob, they're storming my cock. These speakers gon' knock to this beat that I got. It for free now. I'm chopping this track like a tree. Now I got all this axe. Relax. Listen, bro. I'm really slow. I'm coming in super slow. I might need to go like a tortoise, a vortice. Now I'm coming in fast like a hortus. I'm hopeless while I'm hoarding my cash. I don't know what I'm spitting, but I know that it's fat. And I know that it's good, and I know that it's sticking. And I know that ain't no motherfucking goddamn chicken.
Did you bring a meat chicken in this man's room again?
Maybe.
Man. Why, bro?
Come on, man. We're going to have to end the track now.
Gotta take some shots, bro. Listen, bro, I'm really low. I'm coming in super slow. Bro, listen. Your fucking nose looks like a cave. I'm talking Batman. I'm a fast man. Listen, I'm a cash man. I'm slashing these hoes in the back like a fountain. I drink her titty milk. I'm like a madman. I'm fucking these milfs. Man, I'm talking about some milfs. What's the deal? Let it spill. Can we drill? Pop a pill. Hey, let's make a deal. Come through a show, sister and your boo. Potentially your mom too. I might need to pick a different beat. Cause this one ain't not shit, motherfucking ski. Don't know what I'm doing, man, but I know I'm full of heat. Slapping stupid bitches while I'm walking down the street. While you're offing meat, fine ass cheeks. While you're spitting on a fast trap rap beat. Such as this one. Kiss one. Motherfucking look like a goddamn dissed one. Rhinoceros' caucus and Alexander Graham Bell can go sit their ass back up on the damn shelf.
And you know they're gonna be pissed when they hear this, but fuck that, in the streets we're gonna do this. I don't talk on that tweeting shit. God gave me both these hands to fight with to see me. Fucking your bitch and she know you wanna be me.
Yup, she wanna be with him. Bro, you're nothing to us. Chill in the back, like this. Oh shit. About fucked up, but that's good luck, bro. Listen, we're gonna be famous, okay? You're not. Just sit back in Chesterfield. Do your little thing. Fuck with your little friends. You too, scrawny fuck.